So we can read from the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing at the Rath Yatra, his attendance of the Rath Yatra. This is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 13. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. All glories to the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Panchakalpat rupcha kipashindu vivacha patitadam bhavani bhuva vaishnavi. Namaha. Hare Krishna. So, Rath Yatra. Festival of Lord Jagannath. Taking a chariot ride to Gundicha, which is considered Mashibari, his auntie's place. It's a very old festival. It was established by King Indradyumna. By Indradyumna's desire, we know the history of, if you know the history of Indradyumna, who went on search for Nilmadava, but Nilmadava, it was time for his disappearance. And so it was time for the appearance of Lord Jagannath. So that pastime took place and Indradyumna installed Lord Jagannath. For the first half of Lord Brahma's life, Lord Nilmadhava is the predominating deity. And for the next second half of Lord Brahma's life, Jagannath is the predominating deity. So this is the 51st birthday of Lord Brahma we are in now. So Lord Jagannath appeared in this on Brahma's birthday. So for the rest of the universe, universal time, the life of Brahma, then Lord Jagannath will be the predominating deity in the universe. So, it's also mentioned that this rat also was it started on the time of Ritasura and his fight with King Indra, and Indra made that. Had that thunderbolt made from the bones of Dadichi, one great sage. He took the bones, he sacrificed his life, and the bones, they made this weapon. It's the only weapon that could kill Vritasura. So when he hurled that at Vritasura, then that thunderbolt broke into pieces and it became different weapons and things like that. So part of that thunderbolt became a chariot, and that was in the heavenly planets. And other parts, Arjuna had a weapon made from it, the bow of Lord Shiva that Ramchandra broke in the sacrifice in the Swayambhuva. That was also made from the bones of Dadichi. But this was a celestial, it was in the heavenly planets, this chariot, but it was brought down at the time of Indradyumna's installation of Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra Maharani. I guess it must have gone back again after that. Now they make a wooden one every year. a new rut every year. Anyway, there's there's three big ruts they make. I think they start on the Akshaya Tritiya to begin this, making these ruts. And Jagannath's rut is named Nandighosh. And Balaram's rut is named Taladwaja. He has a flag with a palm tree on it. And Subhadra's rut is known as Deva Dalanam, or sometimes Darpa Dalanam, or Padmadwaja. She's got a lotus flag on her chariot. And they invite all the different devatas there to come and protect the chariots for this 9 or 10 days. Nandighosh, Jagannath's chariot is 45 feet high. If you ever want to build one to scale, 45 feet high, has 16 wheels. The wheels are 7 feet tall. Taladwaj, Lord Balaram's chariot is 44 feet high and Subhadra is 43 feet high. So you can see the chariot driver on the rat if you go to Puri. That's Arjuna. He's taking Subhadra because Subhadra's his wife. Subhadra's his wife. So you see him on the Radha Puri, he's the driver of the chariot. So they have different drivers, different devatas there, and they have another a driver there. You can see him at the Rath Yatra time when Jagannath comes out, when the rat starts to move, and he's up there with a kind of whip, and he's come on, and he's enthusing everyone to pull and pull and. It's really good. He gets really excited and he's whipping the horse, supposedly whipping the horses. And then the actual rat can actually start. It goes. And all the pandas there, they have a big gongs. There's hundreds and hundreds, all in unison. Boom, 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 boom. Terrific atmosphere there. And then Lord Balaram comes first. Or Sudarshan. Maybe Sudarshan. Sudarshan, and then Balaram, then Subhadra, then Jagannath comes out. Boom, 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 boom. And he has this big helmet made. It's supposed to be like peacock feather, I think. It goes up and it's like peacock design on the end. It's huge. And he comes out. They're carrying all the Dvaitas. They're carrying Lord Jagannath. And he's moving backwards and forwards. And there's that peacock crown and everything. It has a bit of string on it on the back, and there's someone behind and he's pulling it like that. So the crown is also going like this, like I guess like a peacock dancing or something like that. It's moving and moving. And then, yeah, it's a tremendous energy there. There's thousands of devotees. You see there's so much bhakti there, and they're old men, old ladies, old men, young children, they're all offering prayers. So devotional. So many of them crying and everything. Lame door Jagannath comes. Boom, 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 and he comes out. Then he puts his eyes over everyone. You can't miss his eyes. Wherever you are, you'll see Jagannath's eyes. It's so big, and above all the heads of everyone. So, and he's just so merciful. He's throwing his glance on, like a drunken elephant description. Sometimes he's like a drunken elephant. He comes out like that, completely like an intoxicated elephant. But he's so beautiful here. Your heart melts as soon as you see Jagannath. Oh, all of your desires go and whoa. Oh, it's such an incredible mood then. And then the king comes. The king has to sweep the chariot. So he comes usually on a horse. Is it horse or palanquin? Huh? Palanquin. Horse is there anyway. In front. I saw the horse. Anyway, he comes on the palanquin. And he goes up there and he sprinkles, he circumambulates the deity, sprinkling some water or something. And then he gets the broom and he goes, sweeps all around the chariot, on the top of the chariot where Jagannath is. And then he throws some rice or something like that. There's some ceremonies are going on. And then the rat can begin and everybody starts to pull Jagannath. There was another king, his name is Purushottam Dev. Earlier on in history. And he was going to marry his daughter to one other king. And so they were friends. The king came and they were good friends, and social things that I guess they were discussing, the marriage. The Kshatriyas have a big weddings. And but then this king Purushottam Dev, he was from I think Kanchipuram or from Madras something. Kanchipuram, okay. So then he heard that Purushottam Dev, king, he picks up a broom and he sweeps the floor. He said, "What is this? Now, I'm not going to marry my daughter to a street sweeper, Sudra. This is against our family tradition. Cancel the marriage." He was very angry and he insulted the king. He was nothing but a street sweeper. The king got very angry, so he attacked Kanchipuram, and he conquered it. And he was going to marry the daughter of the king, that's right. King Purushottam was going to marry the daughter of the king of Kanchipuram. The king said, "I'm not going to marry my daughter to any Sudra king who's a sweeper of the street." So anyway, he attacked and he defeated the king. And he brought the queen, he took the queen, the princess back to Puri, Jagannath Puri. And he said, "Just lock her up somewhere, keep her somewhere until you find some suitable Sudra who can marry her. In this way, I'll insult the king even more. I'll marry his daughter to Sudra." So then the Rathyatra appeared at that time, so they did all the ceremonies and king come out with his sword. And so he got on the chariot and he started sweeping the chariot. And then his minister came up with the princess and she said, "I think I found a suitable Sudra sweeper to marry this girl." So he said, then he joined their hands, the king, because he had taken the part of the sweeper. And his instruction was, "You give the daughter to some sweeper when you find some suitable sweeper." So in this way, the minister tricked the king and he married the princess from Kanchipuram. So Jagannath over the here has a very funny history, because he's been there so long. He goes through different changes, different dynasties come, different kings come, different rulers, and they sometimes impose their method of worship. When Buddha was being practiced all over India, they said Jagannath is Buddha, so everyone was going worshipping Lord Jagannath as Buddha. When the Shakta cult was in power, that by their influence, they did, the whole emphasis was going on Subhadra Devi, Shakti Puja, and Jagannath and Balaram. They weren't so active, but all the Shakti was Shaktas were worshipping Subhadra to get potencies. The mother of the universe. So it changes from time to time, the worship there. Jagannath today is at least the pandas, they they accept Krishna. This is Krishna and Balaram and from Vrindavan. These are the same worshippers. They say to us, we like you because you're worshippers of Krishna. He's the same Krishna. He's worshipped as Vrindavan Krishna by the Puripandas. And especially since the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who revealed the conjugal relationship of Krishna with Radha, which wasn't prominent before. You know, 500 years ago, you see any deities before that of Krishna, he's always alone. Generally, Radharani wasn't there at that time. You see Madan Gopalji in Belpakuria. This is Sachimata's ancestral deity. So it's about 17 generations there. So that was before the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but still he is there, but he's all alone. Because Radha Krishna wasn't so prominent in that. So now by the influence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's revealed this. The original feature of Godhead is Radha Krishna. This is the original. So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has revealed in the Jagannath. By his offering prayers to Jagannath in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So this is what is accepted actually today in history. Generally the most accepted conception of Jagannath in Puri is Krishna in Vrindavan. So this is by the influence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, let's read a little bit from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Mahaprabhu woke up early in the morning with all his devotees and then they went to see deities, then they the Lord come out carried by the deities, and Lord Jagannath is bound up with big thick ropes and they have cotton pads called tulis, like pillows, were spread out from the throne to the car, and the heavy deities of Jagannath was carrying from one pillow-like pad to the next. So they had big cushions, and they would bring Jagannath and put him down because he's so heavy on the cushion, and then again lift him up and bring him to the next cushion. But he was so heavy, the cushions would burst and explode, and all the cotton would fly out like that. There were these extra exciting sounds and cotton flying around in the air. And so sometimes Lord Jagannath, he doesn't want to come. He's completely independent. Lord Jagannath is such a funny deity. He's really unpredictable. Sometimes he punishes someone behaviorally, sometimes he rewards someone. So many stories of Lord Jagannath. He's inconceivable behavior. But he's been around a long time, so he's like the old man. He knows that. He knows the show, so he acts completely independently. There's one of his devotees was Pujari. He was late for his puja, so the head Pujari went to the house because they live in nearby. Come on, hurry up! You're late for the puja. So he said, I'm just finishing cooking my breakfast. So he was making some khichdi. He had a toothbrush in his neem twig. He was cleaning his teeth and he was cooking khichdi. He said, I just have to finish my breakfast. I'll offer it to Jagannath and then I'll come to the temple. And the happy Jagannath, what are you doing? How you can you can offer this to your Jagannath? He said, because you're cleaning the twig. It's all moochy. How you can offer khichdi, the food stuff, to Lord Jagannath? He won't accept that. It's an aparad. Savor aparad. Oh, really? I do this every day. He said, no, it's wrong. You immediately okay, well, I'll stop. So he stops, and he goes to the temple, and he does his puja. Then it's time for the bhog offering. They bring all the bhogas in. He has a system in Puri. Pujaris, they put water in their hand, and they look on the reflection. If they see Jagannath's face, that means he's accepting it. If the deity's reflection is not there, it means he won't accept it. And about 12 years ago, that happened. They said, when Jagannath, we can't see Jagannath. This means he's not accepting it. But they rejected it. So when if they reject the bhog, then they take it outside, they bury it. And there's a lot of prasadam there for Jagannath. Tons and tons of rice. But they started bringing it out in baskets, and they were throwing it in a hole to bury it. And then as they put it, they saw one big fish bone was sitting in the rice. It was there. So therefore Lord Jagannath didn't accept. So then they re-cook and everything like that. Purify the temple and re-cook. So anyway, that day he wasn't eating. The pujari said, he's not eating. And so then they saw the king, and they told the king, and they go into meditation. If something's not happening, the king or the head pujari, they meditate on Jagannath, and generally they get some revelation. So it's late in the day, Jagannath wasn't eating anything. Nobody was eating because they all eat Jagannath prasadam there. So then Jagannath appeared to the pujari in meditation. And so he said, why are you not accepting your prasadam? He said, well, I was taking nice khichdi every morning in my devotee's house, but you stopped it. I want that. I'm waiting for that khichdi. I'm waiting to cook that nice khichdi I get every morning. But somehow or another they've stopped the khichdi, stopped him cooking and offering to me. So I'm waiting for that. I like that very much. So again, he had to go back and, you cooked it. You cook this khichdi, your own breakfast, as usual. You can do it exactly as you like. You can eat. But don't stop your service. Otherwise, Jagannath's not eating anything. So very unpredictable deity. So sometimes when they're carrying him out and he doesn't want to move, and they're all struggling and straining and pushing. He doesn't want to go, and they start shouting at him. They use bad language also. And they threaten him. It sticks, you don't move, we're going to beat you. Your mother's this, your mother's that. They bad language. we can't comprehend that. But that's the way their relationship. Their relationship of friendship, actually, many of them. That's what they told me, some of them. Our relationship is in Shakyaras. So this is it. To make him get a move on, they say all these things and they threaten him. Finally he goes. When the rat stopped outside of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, for 3 days nobody could move him. But that was the pastime of bringing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, the baby, and at that time in front of Lord Jagannath. Then after that he left, he moved up. So even in Mahaprabhu's pastime, once Jagannath refused to go, so there's thousands of men pulling, they brought elephants. The elephants were putting their heads on them, pushing. Nothing was happening. And then Mahaprabhu said, okay, everybody stop pulling. So Mahaprabhu himself put his head on the back of the cart and he started to roll it. So Jagannath moves by his own desire. He does everything by his own desire. A very, very uncommon deity. But very loving. Simply by looking at Jagannath, you have to smile. If you see him at Puri coming out and that, you have to feel love of Godhead. You have to. So the king came, he sprinkled water, and the Rathyatra was huge. It was like Mount Meru. And shining, all different things, glittering things, chamras were all hanging around. Mahaprabhu divided the kirtan party into seven, wasn't it? Oh, four. Four parties. He made four kirtan parties with different leaders, different dancers. And then Mahaprabhu expanded himself, and he appeared in every kirtan party. So they were offering all these nice prayers. Namo Brahmanaya Devaya Go Brahmanaya Jayati Janani Vasu Devaki Nandana. Then Mahaprabhu began his dancing. And his dancing was so astonishing. He would jump high and he would spin around, and he would look like a firebrand. When you swing around a fire, you get a complete circle. So it looked like that. Mahaprabhu was dancing. It was like a complete circle. You couldn't tell where he was starting, where he was finishing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in complete ecstasy, and his skin erupted with goose pimples, the hairs on his body stood on end, and his body resembled the shimoli tree, that is the cotton tree, it has kind of big spikes sticking out like that. Indeed, people came afraid just to see his teeth chatter, and they even thought his teeth may fall out. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole body flowed with perspiration, and at the same time oozed blood. He made the sounds of jagga, gagga, jagga, gagga in a voice choked with ecstasy. Tears forcibly came to his eyes as if they were from a syringe, and people around him got wet. Everyone saw the complexion of his body change from white to pink, so his luster resembled that of a mallika flower. Sometimes he appeared stunned, and sometimes he rolled on the ground. Sometimes his legs and hand became as hard as dry wood, and he did not move. When the Lord fell to the ground, sometimes his breathing almost stopped. When the devotees saw this, their lives also became very feeble. Water flowed from his eyes and sometimes through his nostrils, and foam fell from his mouth. These flowings appeared to be the torrents of nectar descending from the moon. After abandoning his dancing, Lord Chaitanya ordered Srup Damodar to sing. Understanding his mind, Srup Damodar began to sing as follows. Shita parananata poinu yahalagi madanadhani juri genu. Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was being burned by Cupid and was withering away. Purple. This song refers to Srimati Radharani's meeting with Krishna at the holy place of Kurukshetra, where Lord Krishna and his brother and sister came to visit when there was a solar eclipse. It is a song in separation from Krishna. When Radharani and Krishna met at Kurukshetra, she remembered his intimate association in Vrindavan, and she thought, now I have gained the Lord of my life. In his absence, I was being burned by the arrow of Cupid, and thus I was withering away. And now I have my life again. While this refrain was loudly sung by Srup Damodar, Sri Chaitanya again began rhythmically dancing in transcendental bliss. The car of Lord Jagannath began to move slowly, while the son of Mother Sati went ahead and danced in front. While dancing and singing, all the devotees in front of Lord Jagannath kept their eyes on him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the end of the procession with the Sankirtan performers, his eyes and mind fully absorbed in Lord Jagannath. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to play the drama of the song with his two arms. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dramatically enacting the song, he would sometimes fall behind in the procession. At such times, Lord Jagannath would come to a standstill. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again went forward, Lord Jagannath's cart would slowly start again. There was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong, he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, his ecstasy changed. Raising his two arms, he began to recite the following verse. That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover. Yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the river under the Vetashi tree. That is my desire. This verse was recited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again. But for Srirupa Damodar, no one else could understand its meaning. Formerly, all the gopis of Vrindavan were very pleased when they met Krishna in the holy place of Kurukshetra. Similarly, after seeing Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awoke with the ecstasy of the gopis. Being absorbed in this ecstasy, he asked Srirupa Damodar to sing the refrain. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to Lord Jagannath. You are the same Krishna, and I'm the same Radharani. We are meeting again in the same way that we met in the beginning of our lives. Although we are both the same, my mind is still attracted to Vrindavan Dham. I wish that you please again appear with your lotus feet in Vrindavan. In Kurukshetra, there are crowds of people, elephants and horses, and also the rattling of chariots. But in Vrindavan, there are flower gardens and hummingbirds and bees, and the chirping can be heard. Here at Kurukshetra, you are dressed like a royal prince, accompanied by great warriors. But in Vrindavan, you appear just like an ordinary cowherd boy, accompanied only by your beautiful flute. There is not even a drop of the ocean of transcendental happiness. Here, there is not even a drop of transcendental happiness that I enjoyed with you in Vrindavan. I therefore request you to come to Vrindavan and enjoy pastimes with me. If you do so, my ambition will be fulfilled. In that ecstatic mood, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited many other verses that people in general could not understand their meaning. So this pastime was also enacted in Vidyanaga, Vyasyaspati's house, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions in the Nabadibhava Charanga. Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he took sannyas again, he came back to Navadvipa on his way to Shantipur, and he stayed at Vyas Chapati's house in Vidyanagar. And he gave darshan, and millions of people came. Mahaprabhu was back there. Everybody just flocked to the Mahaprabhu, to see Mahaprabhu. So he was on the roof of Vyas Chapati's house. He gave darshan to everyone. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is mentioning that in the Nabadibhava, when will I see the king of the sannyasis on the roof of Vyasyaspati's house? And he said, he is my same Lord. There is no difference. But now he has shaved his curling locks and he's wearing the dress of a sannyasi. I know he is not different from my Lord, but my heart longs to take him back to Shiva Sangam on the banks of the Digi, that Balaligi pond, where he was performing his kirtan with his long curling hair and his dhoti folded in three places. I know he's my same Lord, but my heart is longing to take him back to Shiva Sangam. This is his day. He's expressing exactly the same mood that when he saw Mahaprabhu as a sannyas. So this, the gopis were seeing Krishna as a prince, Kshatriya. So they wanted to take him back to Vrindavan. So he's expressing the same mood, Bhaktivinoda. I want to take you back to Shiva Sangam. The gopis thus spoke, "Dear Lord, whose navel is just like a lotus flower, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the deep well of material existence. Your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers. We wish that these lotus feet may also be awakened within our hearts, although we are only ordinary persons engaged in household affairs." Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Srimati Rani, said that for most people, the mind and the heart are one. But because my mind is never separated from Vrindavan, I consider my mind and Vrindavan to be one. My mind is already Vrindavan, and since you like Vrindavan, you will please place your lotus feet there. I would deem that your full mercy. My dear Lord, kindly hear my true submission. My home is Vrindavan, and I wish your association there. But if I do not get it, it will be very difficult for me to keep my life. My dear Krishna, formerly, when you were staying in Mathura, you sent Uddhava to teach me speculative knowledge and mystic yoga. Now you yourself are speaking the same thing, but my mind does not accept it. There is no place in my mind for jnana yoga or dhyana yoga. Although you know me very well, you are still instructing me in jnana yoga and dhyana yoga. This is not right for you to do so. I would like to withdraw my consciousness from you and engage in materialistic activities. But even though I try, I cannot do so. I am naturally inclined to you only. Your instructions from me to meditate upon you are therefore simply ludicrous. In this way you are killing me. It is not very good for you to think of me as a candidate for your instructions. The gopis are not at all like the mystic yogis. They will never be satisfied simply by meditating on your lotus feet and imitating the so-called yoga. Teaching the gopis about meditation is another kind of duplicity. When they are instructed to undergo mystic yogic practice, they are not at all satisfied. And on the contrary, they become more and more angry with you. The gopis have fallen into a great ocean of separation, and they are being devoured by the timingila fish of their ambition to serve you. The gopis are to be delivered from the mouths of these timingila fish, for they are pure devotees. Since they have no material conception of life, why should they aspire for liberation? These gopis do not want that liberation desired by the yogis and jnanis, for they are already liberated from the ocean of material existence. It's amazing that you have forgotten the land of Vrindavan. And how is it you've forgotten your father and mother and friends? How have you forgotten Govardhan Hill, the bank of the Jamuna and the forest where you enjoy the Rasalila dance? Krishna, you are certainly a refined gentleman with all good qualities. You are well behaved, soft-hearted and merciful. I know that there's not even a tinge of fault to be found in you. Yet your mind does not even remember the inhabitants of Vrindavan. This is only my misfortune and nothing else. I do not care for my personal unhappiness, but when I see the morose face of Mother Yasoda and the hearts of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan breaking because of you, I wonder whether you want to kill them all, or do you want to enliven them by coming there? Why are you simply keeping them alive in a state of suffering? The inhabitants of Vrindavan do not want you dressed like a prince, nor do they want you to associate with great warriors in a different country. They cannot leave the land of Vrindavan, and without your presence, they are all dying. What is their condition to be? My dear Krishna, you are the life and soul of Vrindavan Dham. You are especially the life of Nanda Maharaj, and the only opulence in the land of Vrindavan. And you are very merciful. Please come and let the residents of Vrindavan live. Kindly keep your lotus feet again in Vrindavan. After hearing Srimati Radharani's statements, Krishna's love for the inhabitants of Vrindavan was evoked, and his body and mind became very much perturbed. After hearing of their love for him, he immediately thought himself to be always indebted to the residents of Vrindavan. Krishna then again began to pacify Srimati Radharani. My dear Srimati Radharani, please hear me. I'm speaking the truth. I cry day and night simply upon remembering all of you inhabitants of Vrindavan. No one knows how unhappy this makes me. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham, my mother, father, cowherd boyfriends and everything else, are like my life and soul. And among them all, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis are my very life and soul. And among the gopis, you, Srimati Radharani, are the chief, and therefore you are the very life of my life. My dear Srimati Radharani, I'm always subordinate to the loving affairs of all of you. I am under your control only. My separation from you and the residence in a distant place have occurred to my strong misfortune. When a woman is separated from the man she loves, or a man is separated from his beloved woman, neither of them can live. It is a fact that they only live for each other. For if one dies and the other hears of it, he or she will die also. Such a loving, chaste wife and loving husband desire all welfare for each other in separation. They do not care for personal happiness. Desiring only each other's well-being, such a pair certainly meet again without delay. You are my most dear, and I know that in my absence you cannot live a moment. Just to keep you living, I worship Lord Narayan. By his merciful potency, I come to Vrindavan every day to enjoy pastimes with you, and then I return to Dwarkadham, and thus you can always feel my presence there in Vrindavan. Our love affair is more powerful because of my good fortune in receiving Narayan's grace. This allows me to come there unseen by others. I hope that very soon I will be visible to everyone. I have already killed all the mischievous demons who are enemies of the Jadu dynasty. I've also killed Kamsa and his allies. But there are two or four more demons still living. I want to kill them. And after doing so, I shall soon return to Vrindavan. Please know this for certain. I wish to protect the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the attacks of my enemies. That is why I remain in my kingdom. Otherwise, I'm indifferent to my royal position. Whatever wives, sons, and wealth I maintain in the kingdom are only for the satisfaction of the Jadus. Your loving qualities always attract me to Vrindavan. Indeed, they will bring me back within 10 or 20 days. And when I return, I shall enjoy with you both day and night, and with you and all the damsels of Vrindavan. While speaking to Srimati Radharani, Krishna became very anxious to return to Vrindavan. He made her listen to a verse which vanquished all of her difficulties and which assured her she would again attain Krishna. Lord Krishna said, "Devotional service to me is the only way to attain me. My dear gopis, whatever love and affection you have attained for me by good fortune is the only reason for my returning to you." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit in his room with Srupa Damodar and face the topics of these verses day and night. So, here in these descriptions that we're getting, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually revealing this conjugal relationship. Otherwise, we wouldn't really be able to understand this whole conjugal relationship, but Srimati Radharani is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is prominently Srimati Radharani, so he's expressing her mood openly. Unfortunately, it's been recorded, so then we can understand the whole understanding of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, the essence of his teachings, and feeling separation, loving separation. This has all been revealed by this Rathiyatra festival and by these statements of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani to Jagannath. So it's very fortunate. Otherwise, it was always very concealed. So, it's nice how they criticize Krishna. How Krishna, he meets them at Kurukshetra, and they go to a secret place in Kurukshetra so they can talk quite frankly away from all the others and the parents and things like that. Because everyone was there at that time, they went for the solar eclipse, so Rohini was there, Jasoda was there. So anyway, Krishna, he went to a secluded place so he could speak openly with the... And so he was speaking to the gopis that, actually, you shouldn't blame me, I'm not really at fault, because it's the will of the Supreme Lord, that's the destiny. The Supreme Lord has his way of doing things. He brings everyone together and then he scatters them like straws in the ocean and the river. Sometimes they're brought together, sometimes they're scattered. It's all under the Supreme Lord's direction, so you shouldn't blame me. And they're saying, what kind of clever speaker are you, Krishna? You are that Supreme Lord. You're saying it's the Supreme Lord's desire, it's all under his control, he brings people. But you are that Supreme Lord. You're very cleverly saying, but don't blame me for it, but blame the Supreme Lord. And and at the beginning of the Rasa Leela, you also taught us Dharma. Although we didn't ask to hear it, you very kindly told us all about Dharma. And now you're teaching, then you sent Uddhava with that letter saying that philosophical understanding, my dear gopis, my dear friends, you should know that separation between us is impossible at any time, in any place, in any circumstances, because I am all pervading. So there is no question of separation. Why you are teaching this again? Why you sent Uddhava with this message to teaching us again? And you yourself are teaching yoga. Just close your eyes and meditate on me within your heart. What is this? Teaching us yoga. This is not proper for you, Krishna. We're accustomed to loving you from the very beginning of our lives. You don't treat us like common gyanis and yogis. This is not for us, this practice. But you are acting like this. So Krishna is a very clever, elegant speaker. So therefore they say, we can understand. This must be your nature. You can't give it up. Sometimes you talk philosophically and sometimes you... It is your nature. You speak Dharma to us, what is right and what is wrong, and then you have the rusty. Half an hour later you have the rusty. So this is Krishna's nature. That is why we have that nature also. Sometimes we're very philosophically fixed, and on another side we kind of bowl over. It's Krishna. It's in Krishna, so therefore it's in us also. Of course, Krishna is it's his program. Anyway, if we assist him in his program. So this is the... The mercy that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave by exhibiting this very uncommon pastime. So he was revealing this, the love between Radha and Krishna in union and separation. So we have to be thankful, because this is more or less what's in the world of the scholars. This is the general conception, how Jagannath is accepted today. So that's a good thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was... he came to reveal this. So this is the common conception now between scholars, that their understanding. So I guess also Prabhupada's had a big influence on his books and to change the course of things. So this is why it's... It's a very merciful time, Rath Yatra. Is there anybody who even sees the cart? What to speak of following the cart? Immediately they get four arms, they go back to Godhead. So here, it's merciful. The devotees really like this festival because they're having the service. They wanted the mood of Guru Ketra, Krishna, you please come back to Vrindavan, place. We want you to come back. That is our heart's desire, the Viruni. So we can please Srimata Radharani and our gopi friends by pulling the cart. We're taking part. Okay, we're pulling Krishna back to Vrindavan. So then Radharani will be very pleased and her associates will be very pleased. So this is how we can earn the pleasure of Srimata Radharani by taking part in the Rath Yatra. With this understanding, we're taking Srimata Radharani back to Vrindavan. So, in Puri, then Mahaprabhu was able to exhibit specifically this the love in separation, this Palamba Seva. He was relishing that and he was exhibiting it, he was revealing all that. So Puri is a very, very special place. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said it's something like Kuruketra. It's a very, very special places. And he said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I wish to do my bhajan at the places of Kuruketra. So when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur recited this, his followers said, why is that? Why he wants to do bhajan? Why Bhaktivinoda Thakur wants to make his bhajan stand in Kuruketra? Everybody wants to go in Vrindavan, Mayapur. Why Kuruketra is? Krishna is the king. And he said, no, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I want to do my seva there. Because Srimata Radha, she's in such a delicate situation in her heart. It's her beloved Lord is there before her, but he's like addressed as a king. And she's asking him, begging him, please, you come back to Vrindavan. I want you to come back. It's hope against hope. Krishna's got 16,000 wives also. And it's hope against hope that he will give up. All the soldiers are there and all the dynasties are there. He's got a big responsibility with all those wives and kingdom in Dwarka. So her heart is a very delicate position. She's hope against hope, please come back. But she knows practically it's impossible for Krishna to do that. So she's feeling very, I don't know what word to use. Discouraged or something like that. But anyway, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, if I can help her in any way in that state, because that she needs help. Her condition of heart, she needs help. She's feeling such in her relationship with Krishna. So if I can help Radharani while she's in this mood, then certainly she will bless me. So I wish to stay at Kuruketra and do my bhajan there, because there I can easily to attain the mercy of Srimata Radharani there. So he was saying that also that Jagannath Puri there, that place is there, and Alarnath, these are also resembling these places where the Pipalamba was very, very strongly exhibited. Bhaktisiddhanta also, when he was there. Yeah, so we can try and adopt a little bit of that mood when we're pulling Jagannath's rath. It's joyful. But anyway, you come to Vrindavan. Vrindavan Jabo! Vrindavan Jabo! Pulling Jagannath back to Vrindavan. We can attain a little drop of mercy also from Srimati Radharani and the gopis. Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra Mahotsav Ki. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. Sri Prabhupada Ki. Samaveta Bhakta Vrindaki Jai Nitai Gopremanandi. Any comment or question? 5 minutes.
In Simandhanadi Rajapur Jagannath, how many years old, Prabhuji?
It is 500 years.
500 years.
Mm.
But our Puri Jagannath, they will 12 years only there. They.
Pardon?
12 years only they will keep.
In Puri, yeah. In Puri, they have a titi, 12 years, something like that. Whenever the titi comes. These are self-manifested deities, so they have a lot of sentimental value, so we're keeping them as they are at the moment.
So, Prabhu, thank you very much for your wonderful enlivening discussion on Puri. Prabhu, how can we understand this thing that one side we see the Brajvasis were in great separation from Krishna, and the other side we say Krishna never left Vrindavan? So how can we understand that?
Yeah, it was mentioned here. Krishna said that. Why? He said, why are you criticizing? I go every night. Every Purnima, I go to Vrindavan, we have a Ras dance. I'm always there. But in the morning you wake up and think, was that a dream? Or was it real? No, it must have been a dream. They don't know whether they're living in a dream or not. And so they think, oh, it must have been a dream. But Krishna comes all, because they're always so absorbed in Krishna, when he appears there, for them it's quite natural. They're always seeing Krishna absorbed, so much absorbed when he appears there, personally. They can't make the distinction between when they're seeing him all the time in dreamlike state, and when he's personally there. So he says, I'm always there, but you think you're dreaming. So he goes. And he mentioned, I'll go, I have a few more demons to kill. Then I'll go to Vrindavan. So that was Dandavakra and Vidurata. These were the two brothers. These were the last demons killed by Krishna. And he killed these in Mathura. So it was a good excuse for him to go to Vrindavan from there. Because he was close by and everybody knew he'd gone to Mathura to fight with the Dantavakra. And so Krishna took that advantage. And he ran from Mathura, he ran to Vrindavan. And then he met all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And it's exactly the same as before. He had his relationship with Jasoda and Nanda and with the cowboys. He would go dancing Rasalila with the gopis for 2 months. And then everything went back. Everything, whole Lila finished then. Then in another form, Krishna went back to Dwarka on his chariot to wind up his pastime there. So Sanatana Goswami, eventually he did go back for 2 months, and then they wound up everything.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. You said that to pull Krishna back to Vrindavan, we are getting mercy of Radharani. What about pulling Krishna back from Vrindavan? We are not getting any mercy from Radharani to make you unhappy.
You're talking about the altar rat. Are you asking about the altar rat, bringing Krishna back? Is that the question? Yeah? Yeah? The altar rat, bringing Krishna back in the altar rat. Generally the Gaudiyas, they don't go, or they at least they don't give so much emphasis. Many of them don't go for the altar rat. But It says in the Chaitanya Charita that Mahaprabhu performed the same pastime of kirtan and everything on the altar rat. Exactly as he had danced and everything before coming, he did the same thing on the way, but it only mentions in one sentence, it doesn't give the details. But Mahaprabhu did attend the altar rat and had the kirtan and dancing for Lord Jagannath to go back. If he doesn't go back, how we can have a Rath Yatra next year? So we can take Jagannath. They will have it every year, we'll have a Rath Yatra. Anyway, Mahaprabhu did it, so we can follow in his footsteps. Some, it's a mood, it's a devotion. Some devotees don't go. That's a mood. If they have that experience that you touch their feet. Jagannath is Krishna in Dwaraka. It's that Leela that took place in Dwaraka. Prabhupada said, Jagannath is Kshatriya, so there's no limit to the opulence and decoration you can give him in deity worship. So that he's Krishna in Dwaraka, but his consciousness is in Vrindavan. Jagannath Balaram Subhadra, that consciousness is in Vrindavan. Because they were discussing the pastimes of Krishna, and in that they went into that ecstasy, the gopis and Krishna, they went into ecstasy. So their consciousness is Vrindavan. Jagannath deities, they're in consciousness in Vrindavan, but the pastime took place in Dwaraka. Just see, we had the Angaraga, the Anushvara, that means we're painting the deities. For those 2 weeks, Jagannath has a fever. Also, another description is that because he's going to go to Vrindavan with Balaram and Subhadra, then Rukmini can't come. Was that right? What is the etiquette? Anyway, some etiquette is there. The queen can't be with the younger brother. Anyway, it's etiquette. They can't go together on the chariot. And so he's going to go to Vrindavan, so she may get a bit upset. So then he has his pastime for 2 weeks. He catches fever, but actually he's enjoying with Lakshmi, with Rukmini. They're just wandering in the gardens and spending all the time together completely, 2 weeks. No outside people are coming because they're sick. Eating sweets and sweet rice and things like that. So she's really pacified, you know. I mean, then when he goes on the rat, she won't feel so much separation or anything like that. So there's that pastime first, and she has a complete 15 days all alone with Rukmini. But then Krishna doesn't come. He promised I'd be 2 days, so he doesn't come back. So then she becomes angry on the Hara Panchami. She goes down with all her soldiers, really angry mood, demanding, where is the white Krishna? Didn't come back? He promised 2 days, he's still there. And they start beating all the guards, they break the chariot wheel, they push all the guards down, they tie him up. And then they go back after, very proud. And then eventually after the ceremony on the Dasami, is it? Sometimes you've got to see. They go back to the lion gate. So then Jagannath gets it. open the doors, checking out his home. The guard said, "We're not opening the gates." "What do you mean? This is my palace. This is my temple." And Lakshmi said, "You can't come in. We're obeying her orders." He said, "I'm the king here." So he sends in a very beautiful palanquin, decorated beautifully with strong men to carry her. And she sends it back again. So he sends an elephant to bring her. Starts sending all jewelry and nice saris. Then she comes to the gate. She doesn't open it. She said, "What do you want to come in here for? You just left me 2 weeks. I'm sitting all alone. You don't care for me. I'm feeling so much separation and unhappiness. Now you come inside, that means your sister. You're going to leave Subhadra alone. She'll be upset. She'll be upset. Why you should come in? You better you stay with your sister." "You stay with Subhadra." Anyway, after some arguing, then finally she can see, "It's okay, you can come in." So then they open the doors and she came. Jagannath Swami ki. Hare Krishna.